All right, welcome back to 95.7 WLXL. This is Interview Radio. It's Lexington here, and I'm with Ben and Kyle.
Hi, Lexington.
Hey. So we just spoke with Corey Donahue from the YMCA, and Kyle, who do we have next?
All right, so in keeping with our theme of sort of movement, we're going from sort of indoor health-oriented to Patrick Martin, who is the marketing director. I'm not entirely sure. We're going to get that cleared up. For Lexington Parks and Recreation. So they have all kinds of events. They have a lot of stuff that they do, from maintaining trails, golf courses. They've got musical events. They've got equestrian classes, basically, and literally anything under the sun. So we're going to have a conversation with him about that, Miss Lexington Saddles.
Awesome. You seem pretty outdoorsy. Am I right there?
Outdoorsy. Yeah, I mean, I've been known to get some vitamin D once in a while.
Oh, good.
You know, I have not yet been to the Gorge, actually.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
Because I'm sort of a new guy here. Now, tell me a little bit about this Gorge, and why does it drive Lexingtonians so wild? All I see are these bumper stickers all over the place. Red River Gorge, and I feel like I'm missing out.
Oh, where do you start? Well, it's one place you can go. It's quiet. It's away from the city. Mm-hmm. Everybody feels welcome there. So you're not going out into like the middle of nowhere where you're afraid you're going to get accosted by somebody for some reason. It's a little dangerous because there's so many heights you can fall from. So no drinking, no drugs, if you go to the Gorge. And yeah, it's just a way to get out of the city. It's gorgeous. It's one of the most beautiful spots, not just in Kentucky, but in the country. And it's something the state has to be proud of. And you just got to make your way out there at some point, even for just a hike during the day, camp overnight. And yeah it's really
tent,
something. Yeah, absolutely.
Bring some Sterno.
If you have to, gun to my head, I'll go camping. So if I have to, that's where you go.
Okay, so you would not put yourself in the same category that Lexington's putting me in, which is
no, absolutely not. No, I like staying at home. It's nice.
Well, hopefully we'll get Mr. Patrick Martin on here in a couple of minutes, and he can talk you out of that.
Well, we just found out that Lexington likes football, which is surprising.
Oh, we're bringing this up.
I like that. I was actually sort of surprised because Lexington describes herself as a 5'1" white, not an athletic bone in her body. I'm taking these words right out of her mouth, and yet is gruesomely addicted to the sport of American football. Can you explain this to me a little bit?
I don't know if you'd say gruesomely addicted, but I enjoy a game. I think I've only missed two college home games in the past 4 years. And it's fun. You get a release. You get to see, you know, everybody's safe, but it's still a little bit of danger there. And no, it's a good, it's a team atmosphere.
So you're going to be watching the Super Bowl then?
Yes.
Who do you like?
I have no idea.
I'm so glad we got to do this radio show. Who you got?
I think Carolina.
Yeah.
By a smidge.
Okay.
By a hair.
All right. Just, are we allowed to gamble on the air?
I don't. Well, that may be a
no,
that may be a call to action of some kind.
All right.
No. Yeah, and I don't think that's showing too much favoritism to say I kind of like Carolina.
Yeah, I like Cam Newton and his antics.
I like Denver too.
I don't, you know, I've put the dab in my repertoire now when I'm
he
doing
does
the
go
dishes.
On. He goes on a little bit. It goes on a little bit too long.
He does.
It's like a song that just keeps repeating the refrain over and over again. It's just, yeah, I get it. You're happy.
Grandpa Wolf, sport. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
just, you know, hand the ball to the ref and go back to the sideline.
But it's okay. It's in fun. He's not getting in anybody's face when he celebrates and all that. So, yeah, that's fine. And I like both teams, which is weird. Usually there's a villain. If there's no one I want to root for, there's a villainous team Dallas Cowboys that I want to root against in the Super Bowl, or just a team that, yeah, neither team like gets there every year. So yeah, it'll be, that should be fun.
All right, Super Bowl party. Well, starting with you, Lexington. You go out, or you're going over to somebody's house. You bring in the chips and dip. What's your perfect Super Bowl party?
Probably bringing the chips and dips. Going to somebody's house.
Yeah.
I don't know what my plans are yet. That's 4 days away. I would focus on 4 hours ahead.
You know, I shouldn't be surprised, because since we've just learned how rowdy my co-host is over here, she can't be allowed out in public. You've got to keep her indoors. At least somebody can wrangle her. You know what I mean?
I have been to a few games where I've gotten some dirty looks. I've gotten some concerned comments about my behavior, so.
I'm imagining eye black. I'm imagining a giant foam finger, but it's not the finger you're thinking of, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm looking at you over there.
Okay.
Now, part of this growing reputation of your rowdiness comes from my understanding of your participation in Mardi Gras festivities from one time or another in your life. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Lexington has...
Not from Lexington.
Is coming to us from Baton Rouge, where she was an LSU Tiger for 3.5 years?
3 years.
3 years. And during that time, may have made it down to, what is it? It's not Beale Street. What's the street?
Beale Street would be Memphis.
That's right.
It's Bourbon.
Bourbon Street.
Yes.
Wow. Can we hit the dump button?
Oh, I'm supposed to. Absolutely not. No, I'm supposed to have the senior moments here.
That's fair enough. Yeah. All right. So can you give us a story from Bourbon Street in light of February and the upcoming holiday?
Well, you make it sound like I was one of those crazy girls, and I really wasn't, I promise.
Well, we don't know at this point. We find out different things about you every week.
But yeah, Mardi Gras is a wonderful time of the year. It's a wonderful party. We've started. All my friends down there have been going to parades for weeks, and it's just fun to have a good parade, to see all the artistry on the floats, and to catch some beads.
And it is a religious holiday. Like, let's not forget that. And speaking of senior moments, I'm about to have another one. Is it the beginning of? It's right before Lent, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So you get it all out of your system.
Yeah, letting loose before Lent.
Yes.
Right.
It's the
LLL.
Yeah. Is that similar to Carnival? I know now I'm digressing, yes. But okay. Yes. So yeah. And that's Mardi Gras to the extreme, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Because they down in Brazil, I think every day is just your general Mardi Gras, and then they turn it up to 11 for Carnival.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
all right.
That's true.
I'm on it.
Yeah, we need something similar for Lexington. I would like to see this town kind of cut loose. And how would Lexington cut loose?
It's called March Madness.
Ah, yes, there we go.
It happens.
Well, that may or may not happen.
It's hit or miss.
Right.
But,
and you don't want to schedule anything because that's a jinx.
Right, right.
Let's schedule a parade for 2 days after the national championship game, 4 months in advance. No, that's a total jinx, and then everybody will be out to get you.
It shows the resiliency and the creativity of the city that we can come up with things in 2 days.
Well, we should, yeah, well, let's find it. Let's celebrate something at that point every year anyway, and if the Cats win the national championship, that's what we'll be celebrating.
Couch burning
day. And we'll just celebrate, yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we'll just make
get rid of your old couches.
Right.
How did that
sponsored
start?
By the air safety
How
department?
How did the couch burning thing start?
Oh, I'm
this
on
is
it.
The most bizarre tradition we have, and it's caught on. It's caught on nationwide. When we won in the 90s, I shouldn't say we, I had nothing to do with it. When they won the national championships in the mid to late 90s, there were no fires. Nobody used that as an opportunity to burn all of the, you know, yard crap they collected. Nobody brought couches onto the lawn and burned. So how did that become, we're number one, let's get rid of this couch? I'm guessing these are not very valuable. These aren't new couches. This is from campus housing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So We're not losing a gorgeous couch that people like to see. This is something that's probably going to get thrown away anyway.
It's one of those mysteries of the universe, I guess. We've got Mr. Patrick Martin, the marketing director, supposedly, of the Lexington Parks and Recreation Department, calling in here any second. Lex, what's something that you're looking forward to doing this summer?
This summer?
Yeah.
I am looking forward to being able to go to the gorge and to just run around in the hot weather, but not the oppressively hot that I was used to in Baton Rouge. So having a nice temperate summer to an extent.
We're going to put on some music right now. We'll be back with Mr. Patrick Martin to talk about everything outdoors in Lexington. This is 95.7 Lexington Community Radio. Yeah, we're bringing the love here on 95.7 Lexington Community Radio with some Barry White for our lead-in, because we're about to talk to Mr. Patrick Martin, the marketing manager for Lexington Parks and Recreation. And gosh darn it, Patrick, here at Interview Radio, we love the summer. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing quite well. To start off, you know, my co-host was adamant that we fire away initially with the most important line of questioning. Have you seen Parks and Recreation, the NBC sitcom?
It's funny. So I just started working for Parks and Rec in November, and I loved watching the show before I was a Parks employee. And now that I watch it again on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, it's kind of scary how accurate Parks and Recreation is to real life.
Which Parks and Rec character most accurately depicts you, Mr. Patrick Martin?
Oh, that's a good question. I get that question a lot. Yeah. I actually would have to say Craig.
Craig! Okay, I like that. Fiery. Well, then I'm looking forward to the next 25, 30 minutes or so. starting off here, what's coming up? What's on the calendar for the Parks and Recreation Department in Lexington the next month and a half or so?
Sure. So believe it or not, I mean, parks, we program year-round. People think, oh, it's cold outside. What would I do? And but McConnell Springs and Raven Run are two of our big natural areas, are always open. The only days they're closed are Christmas and the day after Christmas. But at Raven Run this month, we've got a salamander search. People can go out, and it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, February 13th. Apparently, it's a lot of fun. I've not been able to do it myself yet, but, you know, getting out there and walking the trails, picking up rocks and finding them crawling around everywhere, I hear is a lot of fun. I'll have to take people's word for it. But then also at McConnell Springs, we have our weekend workout February 27th, which allows people to get out to the springs, explore a little bit, as well as help the natural area and help us with trail maintenance and things like that. But a lot of what we're in right now is gearing up for the summer. A lot of our sports are taking registrations starting this month. And then once we get into March, it's really heavy of signing up for basketball and football and all of these different summer activities.
Awesome. Can you give us a little bit of the history of the Parks and Rec Department in Lexington?
Sure. So actually, Parks and Recreation is one of the largest government divisions within Lexington. You know, it's funny. Let me ask you guys, how many parks do you think we have?
Oh, wow. In the city or the county?
In Fayette County.
In Fayette County. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to say 53.
That's a good guess.
Oh, how close?
We've got almost double that. We have 105. Oh. No,
you just lied to
me.
That was not close.
Wow, that many.
You know, a lot of people, we say, how many parks do you think we have? And they'll say, oh, 20. And it's like, no.
No, it is more than 20.
105.
Wow.
That does include our six pools, aquatic centers, and then our five golf courses.
Oh, okay.
So, altogether, it's almost 4,500 acres of green space.
So there's no excuse for people to not go out and try the different activities you all have.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a park in almost every neighborhood in Lexington, and that's something that we're really proud about. You know, whether you're on the north side of town and going over to Douglas Park or MLK Park, or you're going to Jacobson and, you know, getting in a paddle boat, or, you know, going to Woodland Park to play tennis. I mean, there's something for everybody within Lexington Parks.
Can you tell us a little bit about the St. Patrick's Day parade that's coming up next month?
Sure. So St. Patrick's Day Festival is, it's, oh, how many years has that been going? It's one of our biggest
events. I'm seeing 36th anniversary right here.
Yeah, it's been going on since I was a kid, yeah.
www.lexingtonky.gov.
At least the late 70s, right?
Right. So there's, with the St. Patrick's Day Festival, there's the Blessing of the Keg, there's the Shamrock Shuffle mm-hmm. in the morning that benefits Lexington Habitat for Humanity, and then, of course, the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Tell me more about the Blessing of the Keg. How does that work?
I forget the name of the priest, bishop, I'm not sure which one it is. Sure. But it's a great time to come out, and Alltech, who is one of the major sponsors for mm-hmm. the event, there's a keg that starts the celebration, and there's a blessing.
Oh, fantastic.
Talking to Patrick Martin, the marketing manager for Lexington Parks and Rec on Interview Radio. What else is coming up, Patrick? Just rolling out the calendar events, what are some of the things that you personally are looking forward to?
So we have an exciting new program happening at the Downtown Arts Center, which a lot of people don't know that the Downtown Arts Center is a Parks and Recreation facility. Hmm. It's something that we took over July 1 of 2014. But we're starting a new concert series called Sunday Sessions. And it's a once-a-month concert starting in February. And February 21st, that evening, we have Cora Lee doing a new music project. Okay. And it's going to be – it's a really interesting evening of music and interactive audience participation as well as video. Seth Murphy is going to play the cello as the opener. And it's free food and drinks from Alfalfa with a cash bar, and tickets are only $10 for that.
Another program that the Parks and Recreation Department sponsors is Community Gardens. Is there anything you can tell me about how you get involved in that, or what really even that is?
Absolutely. So we've got a handful of community gardens around town, and it's just a space for, you know, neighborhoods that don't have a lot of green space or have the green space but nothing to do, to come in, and whether they just want to plant some flowers or if they want to grow vegetables, all they have to do is visit our website, which you guys have mentioned, lexingtonky.gov/parks, and there's a form. You and your friends just sign up and say, hey, we've got this green space. And our parks team will come out, visit the space, make sure it's viable for a community garden. But it's yours to kind of cultivate and make it your own and kind of create a neighborly space.
You can also get more information from the Parks Department through LexKY Parks on Facebook or at LexKY Parks on Instagram.
What are some of the benefits of having a community garden? How does that change the way the neighborhood works and communicates?
Sure. I mean, it's just a space. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, a neighborhood, everyone knew each other, and all the kids played together. And we've gotten away from that, it seems, in the past several years. But a community garden really allows neighbors to take ownership of their neighborhood and allow some interaction, whether, you know, they have a yard themselves or they don't have the yard space that they can grow a garden. It's a space for people to come together. It's a space for people to kind of meditate and just enjoy being in nature, even if they're in a densely populated area of Lexington.
Yes, and I would imagine that come August and September, there's going to be some great community meals that are going to come out of those gardens. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you can grow just about anything within these community gardens, and what you can do with that, and, you know, bringing the neighborhood together to make a meal, or, you know, getting your friends around. It's just wonderful.
Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Junior Naturalists program and what events they have coming up?
Sure. So our Junior Naturalists program is held at McConnell Springs. Let me make sure I got that right. Because we've got, we have Junior Naturalists at McConnell Springs and Little Explorers out at Raven Run. And they're pretty similar programs, and it's designed for children kindergarten through fifth grade or elementary school to kind of come out to the natural areas, explore the trails, explore the wildlife, the plants. Our next one at McConnell Springs is the 20th of this month, and that's looking at invasive plants and just seeing how it's taking over parks and as well as taking over even people's own backyards and just learning about things like that. But future programs include birding and wildflowers, water creatures, butterflies, and it's just a way to get children involved in the parks and learn a little more.
Those topics kind of cover both things, so maybe very girly girls can come out, or even tomboys. It's open to everybody who just needs to spend some time with nature.
Absolutely. And then alongside that, I mean, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of adult listeners who are thinking, well, how can I get involved in something like that? We do have adult program nature workshops out at McConnell Springs. The three coming up for the summer, the first one starts in April. That one's talking about rain gardens and how you can create a rain garden at home. In May, we're doing tree care, and then in June, learning how to compost. So lots of things to do for people, whether you're in elementary school or you're middle-aged.
And what's kind of the price point or the sign-up process for all of these things?
So all of these programs are free. All you have to do for registration is call McConnell Springs, which that number is 859-225-4073. Just the week of the event and say, hey, I'd really like to come to the Junior Naturalist Program, or hey, I'd like to come to the Nature Workshop on Rain Gardens.
We're talking to Patrick Martin. He's the marketing manager for Lexington Parks and Recreation. Patrick, when we're talking about getting kids more active, you're talking about yourself as a youth and, you know, pre-Netflix, pre-Xbox One. You know, there's summer camps that your department sponsors. I'm wondering if you could tell me about, you know, who runs these camps, who are the counselors, and what are some of the things that kids would do there?
Sure. So a quick rundown of some of the camps we have. We have an Art Kids Camp, Camp Kearney, which is out at Jacobson Park. We have our community center parks, our extended school program, Summer Fun Camp. A new camp that we're excited about this year is called Horsing Around in Nature. Then we have outdoor adventure camps, tennis and swim camps, and dance camps. And all of the camp counselors are Parks and Recreation staff. We even have Fayette County school teachers involved in some of these camps. And it's a way for kids to get out of the house over the summer. A lot of these are week-long or two-week-long sessions. They can sign up for multiple camps. The Horsing Around in Nature one, I'm really looking forward to. It's a new camp for children 10 to 13. They'll learn not only how to ride a horse, but how to care for a horse. But then they'll also spend some time out at McConnell Springs and interact with nature and some outdoor activities. Our arts camps are all about teaching theater and music and visual arts. And then our dance camp, obviously, there's two sections of that, one which is a half day for younger children, a full day for older children, and then our sports camps, which are great, tennis and swim, which will also be including pickleball, which is a new sport to many in Lexington in our tennis and swim camps.
I've never heard of it. What is pickleball?
Pickleball, I understand to be life-size table tennis. So it's a half court of tennis, and it's a paddle rather than a racket, and a rubber ball. I hear it's a lot of fun. I've not been able to play yet, but we have courts out at Kirk Levington Park that people can play on year-round.
Is it a bit like racquetball?
It's like racquetball.
If you can imagine I've taken my fair share of high school gym classes, and if you can imagine, it's a knee high net, and you've got an oversized paddle, and it's sort of it's like a wiffle ball, actually, is what you're hitting. Okay. So it's got holes in it, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, cool.
You mentioned arts camps. I believe there's something called the Kitty Capers. What's that?
Kitty Capers is our dance program, which has been going for about 18 years now. It is a year-round program that starts in September and goes through a recital in May. So it's 22 weeks of dance classes. We do ballet, tap, jazz, tumbling, acrobatics. We even do some cheer and step team type classes. And those, like I said, we start those in September. Registration will open in August for those. And it's a great way to get younger children involved, introduce them to the dance forms. We actually this past year had our first set of students who had been in the program for all of the years and just graduated high school. So it's a really exciting program, and it's helping us grow the arts community. It's how we kind of help cast the pre-show for Ballet Under the Stars, which is one of our big events each summer.
Well, having an arts program seems very unique. Is that something that's unique to Lexington? And why is it so important that we foster the arts through our Parks and Rec program?
Well, it's important to have arts in Parks and Recreation because we're, you know, obviously people are not always spending time playing a sport or walking a trail or doing things like that. Recreation doesn't have to always mean sports and things like that. Recreation time is leisure time, and leisure time can include the arts. And it's important to include the arts in our programming because not everyone has the opportunities that other people have to enjoy the arts as readily accessible. Our dance classes are pretty inexpensive. There's scholarships available for them. We're expanding our arts programming. Hopefully next fall we have a facility called Artworks at the Carver School, which is over on Patterson Street, close to Rupp Arena, which teaches pottery, photography, all these different arts activities. And it's fairly new to Artworks is new to Lexington Parks and Recreation, but as far as arts in Parks and Recreation, it's something that many other cities are doing.
And how long has the Parks Department taken that space up in the Downtown Arts Center?
We took over the Downtown Arts Center in July of 2014.
And what can people expect when they walk down there?
So at the Downtown Arts Center, we have two gallery spaces, the City Gallery, which is on the first floor. That's a curated show of Kentucky artists. Right now, we're getting ready to open Crosstown Colors, which features Blake Ames and Patricia Baldwin. And they're two really cool creative artists that do very different work, but they work so well side by side, so I hope everyone will check that out. And then in addition to our City Gallery, we have the Community Gallery. Our Community Gallery allows amateur artists and art groups to come in and say, hey, we'd really like to do this show. When do you have free? And that's a free space for artists and art groups to say, hey, I'd like to do a show. All you have to do is submit a proposal, which you can go to the DAC website, which is lexingtonky.gov/DAC, to get more information about that. But in addition to the galleries, we also have our Black Box Theater, which is mainly a rental facility that allows theaters and dance companies and arts organizations to present their work.
Oh, do you also do drama?
Yes.
Okay, great. This jumped out at me. Tell me about the salamander search.
yeah, that one kind of grabbed me too.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is coming up next week, the 13th, at McConnell Springs. I'm sorry, not at McConnell Springs, at Raven Run Nature Sanctuary.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, if people haven't been out there, it's
yeah, you have to
gorgeous
go out there.
Out there.
At some
I mean,
point.
It's 10 plus acres of trails and so much to do out there. But the salamander search is a lot of fun for for the whole family, but you'll walk the creek along Raven Run Creek and just search for the salamanders. I've been told there's dozens of species of salamanders, so it's a lot of fun to go out and see them crawling around.
Now, are you just looking and spotting and logging that you're not catching them, are you?
Yeah, this Correct. Isn't some sort of an adoption process.
Right. No. No, just coming out and seeing what we've got.
Okay,
they're de-salamanderizing Raven Run.
Yes.
We don't want to do that.
Hashtag save the salamander.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. You all also have a program that involves reforesting Central Kentucky. What's that about?
So that's an initiative that we work with the environmental quality called Reforest the Bluegrass. And that's really their program, and I wish I could speak more to it, but I cannot. But to find out more information on that, I would visit lexingtonky.gov and search for environmental quality.
In fact, you can go to lexingtonky.gov for any sort of city government information, but particularly you're talking to the marketing manager for the Parks and Recreation Department, you'd go to lexingtonky.gov/parks. You can also get more information from their Facebook page, which is at LexKY Parks, or look at some of the pretty pictures of salamanders and horses and artwork. There's literally, it seems, something for everybody, and you can see those at LexKY Parks on Instagram. Patrick, it really does seem like there's something for everybody here. When we're talking about, you mentioned trails earlier. Are these, there must be different levels, right? Not everything is climbing K2 around here, right? Are there different, are there bike paths? Are there rocky terrain? What kind of trails do you guys oversee?
Absolutely. So we've got four different types of trails. So we have a shared use trail, which is paved, a paved trail designed for running and walking as well as biking or skating. Walking trails, which are a little bit smaller, slower speeds. Paths, which are unpaved. They could be gravel. They could be grass. And then we have hiking trails, which, we have varying hiking trails of easy level grades and shorter distances, or steeper grades and longer distances. But you can visit our website to get a full list of all of our trails. I'm looking at some of them now. Some of the favorites, the Legacy Trail is a shared use trail that goes from Ironworks Pike to the YMCA in West Loudoun. We've got a lot of people that use that daily. The McConnell Springs Park, that's 2 miles of trail. Raven Run has 10 miles plus of trail, so there's a lot to do.
This does not appear to be a small operation you guys are running, just based off of all the different pools, trails, golf courses, camps, classes. How many employees does the Parks and Recreation Department have?
Wow, that's a really good question that I've never been asked before. I would say in our peak seasons, it's in the hundreds. Obviously, we don't need lifeguards and things over the winter. But we've got a full-time staff that is dealing with programming and dealing with the community centers and with maintenance and our golf courses. So I would say we've got a couple hundred full-time staff. And then once we get into peak season, we add exponentially.
So let's say I'm 18 years old. I'm trying to scrape up some cash before I go to college or what have you for the first time. You have a lot of positions available for younger people in the community?
Absolutely. Our jobs page just went live a couple of days ago for the summer, but we're looking for camp counselors, for sports officials, for lifeguards, for pool attendants, for concessions, all these different things. And that's one of the first major pages you'll see on our website, lexingtonky.gov/parks.
And you're the marketing manager for the Parks and Recreation Center. What does the marketing manager do exactly?
So I'm a one-man team right now.
Gotcha.
But I'm responsible for updating our social media, for getting press releases out about new events and new programs, as well as whether playground construction, for different things like that, than designing and implementing marketing campaigns for our events and programs.
And you said you're relatively new to the Parks Department. Where'd you come to us from?
Previously, I was the marketing manager for UK Opera Theatre.
Oh, okay. And what led you to the Parks Department from there?
I started working at the Downtown Arts Center as their box office manager, and it's a little bit of marketing for the DAC specifically. And then our parks director said, hey, come do this for all of parks. And so here I am.
Oh, there you go.
Patrick, we want to thank you for coming on with us. I have one final question for you, and that is, what is your favorite event that the Parks and Recreation Department puts on?
Well, I'm a little biased.
That's fair.
My favorite event is a new event to us. It just started this past August, and we're happy to be doing it again for the second year. But Opera Under the Stars is August 13th out at Moondance Amphitheater, and it follows the model of Ballet Under the Stars. It's a $5 event for people to come out and hear some of Central Kentucky's greatest young talent singing opera arias and duets.
We're talking to Patrick Martin, the marketing manager of the Lexington Parks and Recreation Department. Patrick, do you have any other contact information you want to give anyone before they go?
Sure. Anytime you have a question, feel free to give us a call, 288-2900. If you've got questions specifically, I'm happy to answer. My number is 288-2931.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
All right, guys, you've been listening to Interview Radio here on 95.7 WLXL. This is Lexington Sours. I'm here with Kyle Bigelow and Ben Wolf. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned for Help Local with Mary Lynn Houlihan, which will be on next.
See you next week, Lexington.
All right, bye.